the book of Philippians, chapter 3. We'll begin at verse 9 and study through verse 13, or perhaps the verse 14, depending on our time. Do you know your birth date? Pretty important, isn't it? What about your death date? You know, born so-and-so, dash, hyphen, died so-and-so. Birth date, death date. There's another date, and that's life date. Life date is when you're resurrected from the dead and given your glorified body. That's life date, and from that day forward, there'll be no more time, and you'll live as long as God lives. I know my birth date. I don't know my death date. But I know that my death date is not nearly as important as my life date. And this is what Paul is talking about in these verses that we'll be reading this morning. He talks about the time when he will be completed. And he's not completed, and I'm not completed, and you're not completed until we receive our glorified body. That's our life date. That's when we are complete in Christ. It's already happened in the mind of God, but it now must happen in time. So let's look. Paul writes in verse 9, I want to be found in him, that's Christ, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, and that is the imputed righteousness that we receive from God when we trust in Jesus Christ. And Paul continues, that I may know him. And the word know here is not a word that means an acquaintance. Or sometimes we may have a name mentioned to us and they will say, do you know him? Yes, I know him, but, well, not very well, but yeah, I know them, or I know him, I know her. That's not what Paul is saying. He says, I want to know him experientially. I want to have an experiential knowledge of Jesus Christ. And I want to have an experiential knowledge of the power of his resurrection. I want to have an experiential knowledge of the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable unto death. That is, of like form. Now, the thought is this. I want to have such knowledge of Christ, which comes through our intellect, and because it is such wonderful information as it comes through our intellect, that it transfers to our emotions, and because of this intellectual knowledge that we have gained about Christ, his suffering, and his resurrection of his death, then we are made to rejoice in that knowledge that we have in him. It comes as the assurance of our salvation. It comes not because we have had an emotional experience, but because we have had an intellectual, spiritual experience, which causes us emotionally to rejoice in all these facts that we know about Christ. It is the joy of our salvation. Paul said, I want to experience the very power of his resurrection, and I want to share in his suffering so that I can conform myself unto the death that he died. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. This word attain simply means to gain. It's used, I think, in verse 8, is that I may win Christ. Not as in a gamble, but I actually may gain Christ. What Paul is talking about is, I want to have so much knowledge of his resurrection that I can just taste it. I want to have so much knowledge of his suffering so that I can say, I suffered with him. I want to know so much about his death that I can conform my lifestyle and who I am concerning his death and my death. I want them to be similar, conform to the same standards. Now, Paul says, not as though I had attained or had already attained. He said, I've never reached that goal. I've never reached that goal of having so much knowledge that I can experientially feel what it's like to be raised from the dead. We have no certain, sure knowledge of what it's like to die because we have not lived in the age of a resurrection. Now, Lazarus, Mary and Martha's brother, could have told you specifically what it's like to die. You could say, Lazarus, tell me what it's like to die. And he said, well, this is the way it was. Then you could have certain and sure knowledge what the experience of death really is. We hear people talk of the light at the end of the tunnel, a bright and glowing light, and they experienced a near-death experience. Though we really don't know, but Paul is saying, if I could just learn and gain the knowledge, I would know then what it was like not only to die and suffer or suffer and die with him. I know what it's like to be resurrected from the grave. Now, Lazarus could tell you all about that too. Just to wake up sometime and there you are. Your flesh is like an infant's flesh. He could tell you all about that, but I haven't done that yet. You haven't done that yet. No one that I know has done that yet, and no one has been able to tell us that. But we do hear of people who may have experienced that, the death. They said, I died and then I was resuscitated. Well, you weren't dead. Or you wouldn't have been resuscitated. I'll put it this way. You didn't smell bad like Lazarus did. Now, what does Paul mean? He said, not as though I had already attained. He said, I haven't reached that state yet of information and experience. Either we're already complete. That's what the word perfect means. When we think of the word perfect, we mean without any sin, without any flaws. Here in the Bible, it means complete. We're not complete yet because we live in a carnality. We live in a world of carnality. Our flesh is carnal. Our heart is spirit. Our flesh is carnal. Paul said, I'm thinking about the fact that I'm not complete yet, but I follow after, that is, I'm looking for this. I'm searching for it. If that I may apprehend for that which also I am apprehended of Christ. What he Paul means, look. Christ sought me. And Christ apprehended me. Now I want to apprehend Christ. Paul said, Christ seized me. Maybe that was on the road to Damascus when Christ seized Paul. Paul said, I want to seize on to Christ just like Christ seized on to me. And he states, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. That is, my date death hasn't occurred yet. But this one thing I do, since I haven't had my death experience and haven't seized upon that emotionally and intellectually so that I could tell you all about it, I lack some information. I lack some input into what it's like to die and to be raised from the grave. So, in the meantime, brethren, what? I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Notice the numerical number. One thing I do. Until my death debt, until my life debt, there's one thing on my mind. Forgetting those things which are behind. It's all past. You can't change a second of time in the time that is past. You cannot change a single second of time that lies in the future. The only control that you have over time is now, while the clock is ticking and the electronic numbers are moving. That's all you can do with time is in time space. So he said, I'm not going to worry about that forever, spend my life trying to figure it out. I've got it mostly figured out. It's not complete yet, but one day it will be complete. Right now, I want to forget those things which are behind, and I want to lean forward like a runner that's leaning forward to break the tape so that he's the winner. Paul said, I'm leaning forward, reaching forth unto those things which are before me. That is the life that I have left. I want to seize all these things, but I can't. I'm in the flesh, but I can at least run the race. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That is, I'm pressing to break that tape at the finish line so that the high calling that God has extended to me in Christ Jesus, I can finally seize upon it. Just as Christ seized upon me. Paul said, let us therefore, as many be complete, be thus minded. And if anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. In other words, let's all get together on this and think the same way, since we are perfect spiritually. Not perfect in body and mind, but perfect in spirit. Let's just lean forward together, see if we can't cross the finish line together so that we can receive that prize that God has those who have run the race as they should. And let us have the same mind about all of these circumstances. And if there's something we need to know that we haven't learned that God wants us to know until he seizes upon us in death, and we seize upon him in life, everlasting in the resurrection, he'll give us that knowledge. There are a lot of things we need to forget, and there are a lot of things we need to remember.
are just as sure as we're sitting here in this auditorium this morning, and maybe even more sure. Let's stand and sing a hymn.